a Jewish journal article, Abyssal Torah, Signs from Beyond. In attending a family Brit Mila, we visited a synagogue that merged with my home shul. In tribute to my home shul, the new chapel is adorned with the former shul's ark doors and Yarzate plaques. Many of my family members are memorialized on these walls. I took a moment to look at the plaques. My grandparents, great-grandparents and great-aunt all, stared, back at me. And for the first time, I noticed the day of death for my great-grandmother, September 24, 1982. The exact date my husband Erez was born. It can't be a coincidence that as my great-grandmother left this world, my husband was entering. Same day, month and year. We wonder if there are signs from above, the world to come. We ponder if there is a connecting thread between the living, dead, something woven between it all. Moments like this convince me there is. My great-grandmother helped usher in one of the most important people in my life. A beautiful cord from one world to the next. Vayikra Rabba reads, Rabbi Yochanan said, if a man merits, he inherits two worlds, this one and the one coming. Meaning, we are never just dwelling in one world. We are constantly touching and being impacted by the world to come. The voices, actions, and ideas of the deceased move with us, inspiring, lifting, holding and embracing our hearts. Look for the signs from beyond. They're meant for you. Shabbat Shalom. Rabbi Nicole Guzik is senior rabbi at Sinai Temple. She can be reached at her Facebook page at Rabbi Nicole Guzik or on Instagram at Rabbi Guzik. For more writings, visit Rabbi Guzik's blog section from Sinai Temple's website.